Welcome to our New Media for the New Economy workshop, which is really, I hope, going to be a conversation amongst us about how can we solve a problem. And I think the problem, as some of us here would identify it, is a fundamental problem of not just our media, but much of our organizing and much of really how we think about the world. Those of you who were in the Gramsci session yesterday got an earful of Gramscian analysis of the importance of culture and cultural understanding. But I don't think you need to be a Gramsci scholar to look at the results of the last election in the United States and realize something is desperately wrong in terms of who it is that is guiding the narrative about the experience the majority of Americans are going through in their economic lives, in their political lives, and even in their personal lives. We have left it to the hands. Sarah, are you going to come back?
Yeah.
Okay, good. We have left it in the hands of our corporate-run media, mean to say our money-driven media, to tell the story of what is happening in 21st century America. And that media tells us a story that is informed by the interests of that media. So if we want to tell a new story or a different story about how things came to be this way, we're up against the roadblock of our most important, most powerful means of communication being in the hands of some of the very players who have been responsible for setting up the system as we know it. So if we want to tell a different story, a story of how there is possibility, of how there is innovation, of how there are different ways that communities are finding to address their needs, we have to create a means of communication, a media that is invested in that change. So to cut to the chase, I would say, you know, the way that we described this panel was it's no secret that the status quo, the system as it is not serving the majority of people. But it is less widely understood that all across this country and the world, there are people and communities who are finding different ways to meet their needs. And who is going to tell that story? The media is brought to us the stories of our society, our national popular, as Gramsci would say, is crafted for us by the very corporations that are invested in fossil fuels, in war, in agribusiness, and in Wall Street. They profit from the system, so they are not invested in bringing you the news of a different system. We are invested in that culture shift. And what we hope, what I've observed in doing the work that I do at the Laura Flanders Show, is that there is a gap at the moment between the very big and exploding field of new thinking around meeting community needs and building an economy that works differently and getting off fossil fuels and building new power relations in the workplace, building new types of businesses. There's a gap between that set of thinking and the media activism world that I've been involved in for equally as long, going back to the 1980s. So part of the purpose here is to talk about what little elements of connection we have that could grow stronger and what we could build together that would be the communications tool for us to tell a different story of not just what is happening in this country, how it got to be this way, but what could be happening and what maybe is happening in smaller and more middle-sized experiments all across the country. So we need a media tool, and that requires a little bit of work. It requires one of the projects that we're going to talk about here today is a collaboration between the New Economy Coalition, represented by Natalia here, and the Media Consortium, represented by Joellen Kaiser and myself, the Laura Flanders Show. We are collaborating to do training both of new economy activists and entrepreneurs to tell their story in a way that is both media friendly and national popular friendly, but is also clear about the motivations that lead people to do, to organize businesses in different ways. And we're going to be training journalists to understand better this field, because we've had generations now where kind of human interest and social justice, or let's put it this way, on the left, social justice journalism has been separated from business journalism. And we need to talk about social justice business, among other things. So it requires a little bit of remedial work with journalists as well. So that's by way of introducing this panel. We will just present a little bit what we're up to, and then we will come to the conversation. Natalia Linares works with the New Economy Coalition. Joellen Kaiser is the executive director of the Media Consortium. Gar Alperovitz works with the Democracy Collaborative and is one of the people behind the Next System Project, which is, did you bring your book, Gar? You did not? Jeez. Communications 101, Gar. Bring your book. I happen to have a copy right here. Gar will tell us about the Next System Project as well as his book, Principles for a Pluralist Commonwealth. And our last guest, I need your my Deanira Del Rio with the New Economy Project here in New York City. Really excited to have you. Thanks so much for coming, a member of the New Economy Coalition. So, Natalia, begin.